Immersed in voiceless internatal trance, the beings that once wore forms on earth sat there, in shining chambers of spiritual sleep. Past were the pillar posts of birth and death, past was their little scene of symbol deeds. Past were the heavens and hells of their long road. They had returned into the world's deep soul. All now was gathered into pregnant rest. Person and nature suffered a slumber change. In trance, they gathered back their bygone selves. In a background memories, foreseeing muse, prophetic of new personality, arranged the map of their coming destiny's course. Heirs of their past, their future's discoverers, electors of their own self-chosen lot, they waited for the adventure of new life. A person persistent through the lapse of worlds. Although the same forever, in many shapes by the outward mind unrecognizable, assuming names unknown in unknown climes, imprints through time upon the earth's worn page, a growing figure of its secret self, and learns by experience what the spirit knew, till it can see its truth alive and God. Once more they must face the problem game of birth, the soul's experiment of joy and grief, and thought and impulse lighting the blind act, and venture on the roads of circumstance, through inner movements and external scenes, traveling to self across the forms of things. Into creation's center he had come. The spirit, wandering from state to state, finds here the silence of its starting point, in the formless force and the still fixity and brooding passion of the world of soul. All that is made and once again unmade, the calm, persistent vision of the One inevitably remakes. It lives anew. Forces and lives and beings and ideas are taken into the stillness for a while. There they remold their purpose and their drift, recast their nature and reform their shape. Ever they change, and changing ever grow, and passing through a fruitful stage of death, and after long reconstituting sleep, resume their place in the process of the gods until their work in cosmic time is done. Here was the fashioning chamber of the worlds. An interval was left twixt act and act, twixt birth and birth, twixt dream and waking dream. A pause that gave new strength to do and be. Beyond were regions of delight and peace, mute birthplaces of light and hope and love, and cradles of heavenly rapture and repose. In a slumber of the voices of the world, he of the eternal moment grew aware. His knowledge, stripped bare of the garbs of sense, knew by identity, without thought or word. His being saw itself without its veil. Life's line fell from the spirit's infinity. Along a road of pure interior light, alone between tremendous presences, under the watching eyes of nameless gods, his soul passed on a single conscious power towards the end which ever begins again, approaching through a stillness dumb and calm to the source of all things human and divine. There he beheld, in their mighty union's poise, the figure of the deathless two in one, a single being in two bodies clasped, a diarchy of two united souls, seated, absorbed, in deep creative joy. Their trance of bliss sustained the mobile world. Behind them, in a morning dusk, one stood, who brought them forth from the unknowable. Ever disguised, she awaits the seeking spirit. Watcher on the supreme unreachable peaks, guide of the traveller of the unseen path, she guards the austere approach to the alone. At the beginning of each far-spread plane, pervading with her power the cosmic suns, she reigns, inspirer of its multiple works and thinker of the symbol of its scene. Above them all, she stands supporting all. The sole omnipotent goddess, ever veiled, of whom the world is the inscrutable mask. The ages are the footfalls of her tread, their happenings the figure of her thoughts, and all creation is her endless act. His spirit was made a vessel of her force, mute in the fathomless passion of his will, he outstretched to her his folded hands of prayer. Then in a sovereign answer to his heart, a gesture came as of words thrown away, and from her raiment's lustrous mystery raised, one arm half parted the eternal veil. A light appeared, still and imperishable. Attracted to the large and luminous depths of the ravishing enigma of her eyes, he saw the mystic outline of a face. Overwhelmed by her implacable light and bliss, an atom of her illimitable self, mastered by the honey and lightning of her power, tossed towards the shores of her ocean ecstasy, drunk with a deep golden spiritual wine, he cast from the rent stillness of his soul a cry of adoration and desire, and the surrender of his boundless mind, and the self-giving of his silent heart. He fell down at her feet, unconscious, prone.